What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Monday morning. A whole week ahead of us. Want to remind you to join us at Monday through Friday every weekday for Engaging Heaven Today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in again, making us a part of your day, wherever you're listening from. Do me a favor, subscribe and review. Let others know about the broadcast. I'm sure it's been a blessing to you. Thank you guys for your notes, love, and support. We're going to jump right in. We're going to call this episode, Thank Him. Thank Him. You know, we've been trained as a culture to give thanks when we receive something, right? So somebody might have got you a gift, maybe on Christmas, you open something up and look at your family member across the way and you're like, oh, thank you, I needed that. You know, if somebody does a nice polite gesture for you, thank you. Let you get into a lane driving, maybe if you, you know, mistaken yourself and you didn't get in the lane early enough, you kind of wave and say thank you. But it's important to realize that giving thanks is not reserved for gifts, right? It's reserved for life. And I believe, look, Jesus gave us the example in Mark chapter 6, right? There was feeding of the about almost 15,000. There was a few loaves of bread and a few fish. And Jesus grabbed this food, which, I mean, as if we're watching on this, the disciples were like, this ain't going to feed me. And yet Jesus takes this, which we don't think is worth much, and he lifts it up to heaven. And what does he do? He immediately gives thanks. And I believe there's a precedent there that it's that, yes, we give thanks when we're grateful and somebody does something. But truthfully, we've got to learn to be thankful no matter what. I love the book of 1 Timothy. We'll probably talk about it in the next few days here. The book of 1 Timothy is a gem. First of all, you have Paul the Apostle, who's had so many years of ministry, and he's writing this young pastor, and he's trying to explain to him about life and ministry and the way to live. And nobody's going to say that the Bible's not that relevant, because Paul, I feel like, wrote 1 Timothy for us literally today. And he's trying to explain things to Timothy, how to live, the way to love, all these things. And then he jumps right in at the beginning of 1 Timothy 2, and he says this: therefore, I exhort first of all my prayers, supplications, intercession, when giving thanks to God for all men. So immediately, Paul is like, look, my prayers are made to give God thanks for men. And then he goes into who? For the kings and all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God. This was written in a day where there was like government persecution. There was tyranny going on all over the place. And it's interesting to me because when you deal with the gong show that we had to deal with this past weekend with the Kavanaugh hearings, and it's unbelievable to me because I'm watching two sides of this go nuts. No matter what would have happened this weekend, one side would feel like God moved, the other side feel like the devil's taking over, and it's so ridiculous. But how about this? How about we just give thanks? How about we put down politics for the Lord and just say, look, God, whoever's in authority, we're going to pray for them. Whoever's in, whoever's not in, whoever gets in, whoever is in, it doesn't matter. Positions come and go, but it's important that we're giving thanks in all things. And Paul tells Timothy right away, if you want to have an abundant life and you want to live in a realm of breakthrough in your life, you're going to have to thank God in situations and times that it doesn't feel right. It was not just an invitation, it was a command to pray. Paul's saying, be thankful in corruption. Because what's happening is Christ is being formed inside of you. Obedience is not that easy. Christ is being formed in us. And the truth is, we live in a day where, gosh, if there's anything that makes us uncomfortable, we feel like there's got to be a problem, right? We live in a day in America, the church has lost its way. I mean, truthfully, do we know what conviction is anymore? When was the last time you listened to the Holy Spirit and he told you something was wrong? Like, we're being left empty every single week going to these dead churches that are run like theaters with shows and puppeteers at the platform, but yet nobody's being left changed. And we're going to see a tide turn here where conviction matters. Wanting the Holy Spirit to speak in our life matters. Wanting him to interrupt in our life, man, it matters. So if all we think is we're here to be blessed, then you've missed the whole point of the gospel. Yes, you're blessed. I'm always blessed no matter what goes on around me. But guess what? I'm also giving thanks in times of famine. I'm giving thanks when things don't seem great or even when they do. It's learning to be thankful in all circumstances. And it's something, unfortunately, that I don't see a lot of people do anymore. And I'm telling you today, God wants you to look over your life, see all the things that you're going through, and we're going to make a decision today to give thanks. You know, it's interesting to me that when you look at the gates of heaven, the Bible says they're pearl. I believe it's for a prophetic reason that I'm going to tell you about after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Are you hungry for more of the supernatural? We invite you to join us for our weekly School of the Spirit nights at Engaging Heaven Church in West Haven, Connecticut. Join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. and allow the Holy Spirit to transform your life.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Listen, the gates of heaven are pearl. Why is that? Look, one of the reasons I believe that the gates are pearl is because pearls are something that's so beautiful, and they're natural, but they're formed in friction, right? And in the gates of heaven are pearl. And so, look, I think there's a prophetic sign here that, look, you and I are pearls. We're gems, but whether you like it or not, it's formed in friction. And so if we're living and our thankful meter is only based on how we feel, or if the guy we wanted got elected or whatever, then you're missing it. Your thankful meter needs to be in all things, no matter what, every day. We have a reason to give God thanks in everything that we do. And it will form Christ's likeness in us. People have different views of outpouring and revival and all these things. And look, I got a book coming out about it next year. But it's interesting to me. I don't think we're waiting for some godly takeover, you know, this military rush on the earth for us to finally come into line. If anything, I believe that it's going to be Christ being formed within us, right? The friction produces Christ to be formed within us. And that needs to happen. So if you're living a Christianity and you're never feeling friction, you're probably not with the Lord, right? And if your Christianity is leaving you unchanged, your church experience is never requiring anything of you, and you feel like it's always comfortable, you're probably missing it. That's not how life is. And it's easy to look upon people that are believing God. Look, this kingdom is waiting to be taken, right? This kingdom. The Bible says in the book of Acts, through many persecutions and trials, we have apprehended, basically received the kingdom of God. Sometimes it's through situations you don't understand. Sometimes it's through political tyranny. Sometimes it's through many different ways that God will move in your life. But the point is, those things don't matter, right? What matters is Christ being formed in you. We were meant to live from encounter. And you got to understand, there's some things that you're just not going to understand without an encounter with the Lord. Things like raising the dead, right? To a regular person, raising the dead sounds like you're crazy. How are you going to take the place of God and think you're going to raise someone from the dead? Well, listen, when you're in the Holy Spirit and you're tapped into the flow of God, that is a powerful thing. And you know, wow, you're right. This is real. Things like, you know, tongues. Yeah, if you're just listening from the outset, you're probably like, oh yeah, that's crazy. You're speaking in tongues. No one can understand that. But the truth is, from someone that's been touched by God, you know that Paul said we speak in tongues of men and of angels, and it's a powerful prayer language. Things like giving. People have such a hard time with giving. Look, the bottom line is, when you are touched by God, that is your natural response, right? But if you're just looking from the outside, you're like, man, they must need money. No, we actually don't need money. And truthfully, nothing you could give is going to do. Well, the stuff I'm believing for, you can't get in offerings. Do you understand? We give because God requires it. We give because we have a heart to give towards the Lord. And it's like part of your Christian life. But if you're not living under encounter, you think there's a problem with it. Same reason when the Holy Spirit tries to talk to you, you think it's the devil. Oh, I rebuke you. Oh, man, the devil tried to condemn me today. No, he was trying to convict you, and you don't even know how to handle it. You've mistaken conviction for condemnation, because years ago, the early church valued conviction. The early church wanted the Holy Spirit to speak. Please, you know how many times I've preached a message and people left the church because they think I was talking about them? I was. I don't know who they are. Of course, I'm always talking about you. Every message I give is for you personally. I've had people, I had a woman watch on live stream one time, and I was like, you're probably sitting at home in your bed right now in this town, in this city. And sure enough, there was a woman doing it. And she got so offended at the church that she left. She was in her bed to begin with. But she left as if I had somebody with binoculars looking in her room. And it was a Sunday morning and somebody went down to me and said, okay, pastor, I just took a look. She's in the bedroom. Now's your time to make the announcement about coming, you know, to church. People are weird. But the reality is, today you've got to give thanks. Today you've got to look above your circumstances, forget the government, forget what you're happy about, forget what you're sad about, and we've got to give thanks no matter what. Today is a day that I believe Christ gets formed in us through giving thanks. So whatever it is, whatever you're stressing over, whatever you're anxious about, today I want you to put it in front of the Lord and give him thanks. Because as you do, I believe Christ's likeness will be formed in and through our lives. Listen, that's it for today. Look, I want you to give thanks today in everything that you're going through and everything in your life. This is God's will and it will transform you. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in to Engaging Heaven Today.
Hi, friends. Thanks for listening to Engaging Heaven Today. As a reminder, subscribe and review. We love hearing your great feedback. Also, share the podcast with everyone you know and help us spread the word of God.